You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
Yesterday, Prime Minister Bill English announced that there will be no government inquiry into the allegations made in Nikki Hager and John Stevenson's book Hit and Run. The book alleges possible war crimes were committed by New Zealand troops in Afghanistan in 2010 and called for an inquiry into the SAS raids. Bill English, however, says there is no basis for launching an inquiry following a detailed briefing from the Defence Force. He says that the Defence Force have outlined publicly what the Defence Force have outlined publicly are facts, and there is no evidence they are covering up evidence around the 2010 operations. He added the allegations in the book are flawed and labelled Hit and Run a widely inaccurate piece of journalism. Inquiries are still taking place around allegations of New Zealand forces beating and transferring a prisoner into potential torture. Well, earlier I spoke to Hit and Run co-author Nikki Hager about the Prime Minister's decision, and I began by asking for his initial response.
I would say I expected better from him, is what I would say. We really hoped that John Key wouldn't be the leader by the time the book came out, because it would have been dissolved into sort of political argy-bargy. And then when Bill English took over, we thought, right, here's somebody who might care about the women and children who were injured and killed and maybe get on with trying to help them or something, and didn't expect them to join in the cover-up, which is what he's now done.
He says he trusts the Defence Force and that the facts in the book are wrong. What do you say to this?
I hope it's obvious to people who are watching that they're just spinning a whole lot of lines. What happened with the facts in the book is that we found, when we saw the defence documents on it, we found that there was one small and virtually irrelevant error, which we fronted up about straight away, which is what people should do when they find something that's not right. But Bill English and the Defence Force are saying the entire book is wrong, everything's wrong, and that's just not credible. We have the names, addresses, ages, sexes of each person who was injured and killed. We have the exact details of when they were and how they were. And then they come out glibly saying that they're convinced that it was only insurgents who were killed, although they don't know their names and don't know anything about them. It's all pathetic, really, and it's just, you know, given that this is really serious to New Zealand's public image and our sense of ourselves, it seems a really shabby way to be doing it.
Now, you've come out and said the decision comes from military pressure on the government. Do you have evidence to support this?
That's what it seems to me to be. No, of course, I don't know the dynamics within the government and how it's worked. However, even within the Defence Force, the way that the politics of it often work on an issue like this is that the pressure comes from particular areas, and I'm particularly thinking of the SAS. And what I think is that this has been driven by people who are defensive of the SAS and are nervous about their own careers and reputations, and that hiding and that cover-up and that determination not to be revealed in an inquiry has worked its way through to now Bill English accepting it as well.
You also say that Bill English has been provided with select evidence from the Defence Force. What sort of evidence would you have expected him to be given?
Well, if the Defence Force doesn't want to look bad and wants to persuade a politician of a point of view, we all know that they can turn up with the evidence which supports them. That everyone can do that. I'm afraid it's information is highly malleable. The alternative to that is the one we've been calling for, and it would have been simple for Bill English to do this at no real cost, political cost to himself, which is that you set up some independent people who review everything. They don't review the little bit that you get shown quickly in your office when they're trying to persuade you of something. You review everything. You compare it with each other. You hear contrary points of view. You put together the different, you know, the for and against, you look at their evidence and compare it with each other. That's what an independent review is. And then when you get the answer from that, it's got credibility and the public can believe it. But what Bill English is expecting us to believe is that the Defence Force, who really, really don't want to front up on this, we're going to present them with evidence that contradicts their position. It just wasn't going to happen.
He also says he's open to an inquiry in the future should more evidence emerge. Can we expect more evidence to come out?
I think more evidence will come out over time, but actually, I think that's just another of the layers of spin, because there is piles of evidence already. We didn't spend 2 years interviewing people inside the Defence Force and the New Zealand government and interviewing the people in Afghanistan and gradually piecing together a comprehensive book on this for that just to be swept aside and say, that's nothing, no, we need more evidence. That's what they say when they don't actually they have no intention of doing something, not when they're really open.
What does this announcement mean now, moving forward?
It means that Bill English has essentially joined the seven-year cover-up, which was so unnecessary and is just disappointing. But it doesn't mean that the issue will go away. New Zealand has had accusations and a sort of a cloud over it about war crimes since the First World War. These things just don't go away. They're a kind of a stain on your country's history. And it was actually a miracle that this one was found out about and able to be revealed as quickly as it was, which was just a few years. So I think the pressure will remain. I think it will keep coming up. There will be agitation around the country. There will be more writing. More people will come forward. There'll be other political parties which have already been promising to have an inquiry whenever they become government. And so far from closing it down, which I think is probably what Bill English hoped he would do, he's just actually dragging it out.
What will your next move be, personally?
That's a good question. I'm not quite sure. I've just finished a long, hard book on this. I will be travelling the country speaking about it, like I always do with a book tour after a book comes out. In other words, I'll be talking about it to people. I suspect I will have more people coming up to me and giving me more information on it, because I'm already getting letters and emails from military people saying I'm not happy with what's going on. They don't necessarily know the whole story, but there are people in there who aren't comfortable. So I think I will also be part of this rolling on over the coming months and years.
They are nicking our shit. They totally are.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.